Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're finally back home at Hodgetown for a series with the San Antonio Missions this week. I'm joined by Josh Groves back in the Sod Poodle bullpen after a little bit of time away during the season. And Groves, I guess I want to jump off from your last outing. Rough start, walked the first guy, hit the second guy, got into some trouble, but then preserved a no-hitter by striking out three guys in a row. That had to feel good to really get you back in the groove, right?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, shaky start. Not really how anyone draws it up, especially in a game like that, 0-0 game. But Gabby came out there and kind of slowed things down and just kind of got me back to focus on the next guy and then just going after it from one pitch at a time.
It seemed like a switch flipped. And, I mean, we've seen it that you can get strikeouts when you need them. When you know that, like, oh, I need a couple strikeouts here, does that change the approach at all?
I mean, there's definitely scenarios as a reliever and a starter where, you know you need a punch out or you might want a ground ball or whatever it might be. But in that scenario, it was second and third, I believe, because it was a pass ball. So yep. Second and third, no outs. I knew I needed to get a punch out right there. I didn't want to get a ground ball or put it in play. So the first guy, for sure, I was going for a punch out. And then after that, you know, I kind of got back in the flow of the game and it was just taking it one pitch at a time. The strikeouts kind of came as they went, but the first guy, for sure, I was thinking, I need a punch out here bad.
No doubt. Let's go back to May when you first ran into some elbow problems and we were all like, oh no, this is maybe not good for you. Can you tell us just about the process of you getting some imaging done and going back to rehab in Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, when I was here before I went back, I was trying to just rehab it here and see if it would go away on its own, and just wasn't getting better. So I finally got some imaging and everything came back fine. But I spent probably 5 weeks in Arizona, taking some anti-inflammatory stuff like that, getting me back to normal. And then, just trying as my hardest just to get back here as soon as possible. Cause you know, rehab sometimes can be, mentally draining, I guess. You know, your days are done pretty early and, you know, obviously you're missing the guys in the locker room and in the actual game. So I was itching to get back here as soon as possible.
What was the conversation like when they said it was going to be a bullpen role for you when you got back here?
I was shocked, to be honest with you, but it was a good conversation. They basically told me that for the rest of the season, I'll be out of the pen. It's kind of a double-edged sword in a good way. Like on one side, it'll manage my workload, and they wanted to make sure I just could finish the year healthy. And the other side is it's another opportunity for me to play a different part of the game and show what I can do in a different role. And they were curious to see what that looked like for me out of the bullpen. And I'm excited just to find that aspect of the game and play out of the pen, because I really haven't done it since my sophomore year of college early on. And so it's definitely a different aspect, and it's important too. It's a different approach than starting. So right now I'm just trying to find that those mental cues and kind of those feels that you need out of the pen rather than starting.
That was my next question, is you haven't relieved much in your whole baseball career, so what has it been like learning about that mental process to be a bullpen guy as opposed to a starter?
Yeah, for me, what I found is really finding that second gear out of the pen from pitch one. You know, as a starter, you got your warm-up and your routine and your bullpen, and you have so much time in between the first pitch of the game to when you got to get your body going. So as a reliever, you know, you got to do a better job of staying loose throughout the game, having a feel of the game, like knowing maybe I come in this scenario. And just staying prepared. And also, you know, as a starter, you kind of control the flow of the game. You set the tempo. You're the one navigating the lineup, and you kind of have a plan of attack that way. And as a reliever, you know, you kind of get thrown into whatever the game scenario may be, good or bad or indifferent, and you got to kind of find that second gear right out of the gate. So for me, mentally, it's just finding that switch to flip to be 100% from pitch one. And I think as you've seen so far as a reliever, it takes me the hitter or two to like, all right, like, now we got to go now. You know, I don't have five innings to work with. I got, you know, maybe three hitters. So it's, for me, mentally, it's just finding that second gear from the first pitch.
Last one for you. You mentioned that when you were in Arizona, you were just missing the guys and missing being around the clubhouse. I know you are a clubhouse guy. And I asked Colina when you first got back about what does it mean to have Groves back in the clubhouse. And he said, that's the guy. So what does it mean to you to be back here and amongst the guys every day?
It's great. I mean, that's probably my favorite part about being in professional baseball or being baseball in general is the locker room, being with the guys, doing the day in, day out grind with everybody. It's when you're away from that, you realize how much you miss it. And so my first day back, yeah, I got welcomed pretty good. And kind of a different team, honestly, than when I left from when I came back. A lot of guys got promoted. to AAA. So, but yeah, I felt like it was just another day when I got back here. Everyone welcomed me, and it's been great to be back.
I concur. Josh, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.